Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, Carlos Beltran, we talked about him last week, I feel like. What are his plans going to be?
He was the biggest name free agent on the Astros roster.
That's true.
At 40 years old.
That's true, yeah. And he now, I guess, is a free agent if he wants to be a bench coach or something, because he officially announced his retirement today.
On Players Tribune.
It's a really
good piece.
Yeah, and he had a great piece on Players Tribune when he signed with the Astros. It's almost scripted. You know what I mean? Like he had a great piece talking about how he could be a mentor for the younger guys, the same way that some guys, he had named guys in the article who were mentors for him when he was a young player.
The first guy he named was actually a golfer, Chichi Rodriguez, yep. Who's a legend in Puerto Rico.
He named Biggio in the article.
Yeah, Rodriguez gave him the advice initially to surround himself with good people and don't be afraid to ask people, you know, a lot of questions, the older, more accomplished people. And that's what he did throughout his career.
Yeah.
And he paid it back toward the end of his career.
And he became that guy. And so he retires today. And the Astros posted a tweet that said, "Congratulations on a spectacular and storied career, Carlos Beltran. Thank you for all you've done in Houston, forever a champion." And I look at this tweet. I think it's great. I think Carlos Beltran's a class act. I think obviously he was a great baseball player. It's like 2 years ago. Would you have ever seen this tweet coming from Carlos Beltran, you know, from the Astros for Carlos Beltran? It, you know, 2 years ago, he couldn't walk into Minute Maid Park without being booed, you know, just poking his eyes out mm-hmm. of the dugout. People
automatic.
Would rain down boos on him.
That's just how it is, though.
And now he's beloved. You know, these guys are characters on a television
that's
show.
That's it, Sean.
Well, if you were here in 2004 and you saw those 12 playoff games that Beltran put together in an Astros uniform, 8 home runs in 12 playoff games.
That's right.
14 RBIs. His slugging was well over 1,000. It was a postseason for the ages. And the Astros made him a legit offer. But who was the agent?
The Mets. Is he Scott?
Scott
is he
Boris.
Scott Boris guy?
Scott Boris was the guy who essentially led Drayton and the Astros down a primrose path until he got the offer he wanted from the Mets. And by that time, it was pretty late in the offseason, and some other options in the free agent market had already gone elsewhere. So that was the double sort of whammy that Texans fans felt. Not only did he walk away, but he waited so long to make his decision. And that's on the Astros at the time for putting all their eggs in that basket. Yeah. But he deprived them of an opportunity to strengthen their team elsewhere that offseason.
Yeah, and if you look back at 2005, if you go, okay, well, where was the weakness on that Astros team? They went to the World Series that year. They had a great second half of the season that year, but it was not a great hitting team.
No.
You know, they probably could have used that money somewhere else to get a bat somewhere that may have put them over the top and they win their first world championship in 2005 instead of 2017.
And I know you guys are tired of me making Hall of Fame cases that you don't agree with.
No. Well, Rich, we do the show with you every day, but there are new people tuning in every 15 minutes on the show, so this is brand new to them.
Much like Eli Manning, I hate to say it, guys, but the postseason resume is a big factor in Carlos Beltran's Hall of Fame resume. I believe he is a deserving Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Last year at age 39, in a season split between the Rangers and the Yankees, Carlos Beltran had 29 home runs, 93 RBIs, and 33 doubles. He was sustained excellence, although some of his skills eroded as time went by. But if you look at what Carlos Beltran did in the early 2000s, he may have been the premier five-tool player in baseball. His stolen base percentage was completely off the chart. He made every play you needed an outfielder to make in the outfield. He hit for average. He hit for power. I mean, he had it all and had it all over a sustained period of time. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. You are the champion of the Hall of the Very Good, Rich.
In your opinion.
Right. That's my opinion. Yeah, that's my opinion. I think Carlos Beltran is very good. I don't think
9-time All-Star.
Yeah, and he played for 20 some odd years, so This is going to turn into me sounding like I'm bad-mouthing Carlos Beltran. I just don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's a great player. I think he's maybe an even better person. I think he's maybe an even better leader. And maybe, who knows, maybe that stuff gets factored in. My guess is that the writers really like Carlos Beltran, so maybe that helps.
You know my go-to on this. If Paul Molitor is in the Hall of Fame, and the only thing
he has... I
don't
know why you pick on Paul Molitor all the time.
The only thing he has over Beltran is 3,300 hits versus Beltran's like 2,700 and change.
Yeah.
All the other major offensive categories, Beltran is favored so much more over what Molitor achieved.
I can't believe you're going to make me open Paul Molitor's baseball reference page.
I just think his resume is much better than Molitor's, except for that hit total, and we all know what 3,000 hits means in baseball.
Yeah.
You're an automatic Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'll just say this. Like, if I were presenting for the Hall of Fame, if I were John McClain and they did the Baseball Hall of Fame the same way they do the Football Hall of Fame, I don't know that I'd feel it was the strongest case in the world if, like, here's my guy, Carlos Beltran, better than Paul Molitor. Like, the first slide on my PowerPoint is Carlos, the story of Carlos Beltran, who was better than Paul Molitor.
Right. Well, look, that's just the guy I look at who's in the Hall of Fame and think to myself, Beltran was better than him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Molitor's batting average was about 30 points higher.
Yep.
You know, that's which is not insignificant.
No, it's not. Look at
he was an all-star almost, it looks like, almost as many times.
Right. Over 1,000 extra base hits for Carlos Beltran,
yeah,
which I believe is number two all-time among switch hitters.
Yeah.
One of the greatest switch hitters that's ever played the game.
Yeah. Molitor won the Branch Rickey Award in 1998. I don't see a Branch Rickey Award on Carlos
Beltran. I don't think that helped him get in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I don't know, man.
66 hits in 65 postseason games for Carlos Beltran.
He was great in the postseason.
This year, the whole.
No,
he
wasn't.
40. Yeah. Ted, let me tell you.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with whether he's a Hall of Famer or not.
All right.
But we talked about this last week. George Springer, after he won the World Series MVP, could not wait to tell the world how much Carlos Beltran meant to him. He sucked in the LCS, and he had a conversation with Beltran that he references often that he feels relaxed him to the point that it allowed him to be himself again in the World Series. Yeah. Beltran gave him some sage advice.
Yeah. That's not Hall of Fame.
I prefaced it by saying it.
Half of George Springer's MVP.
But you said, what did he do at 40? Yeah. And that was a big thing
he did at 40.
Half of George Springer's MVP award belongs to Carlos Beltran, is what Rich is saying.
No, it's not. That's not what I'm saying.
Carlos Beltran, hitter whisperer.
Well,
walked up.
No, he did.
That I might agree with.
George, you need to take a big swing.
Talking about
Clayton
his Hall
Kershaw
of Fame candidacy and whether or not he should be in or not.
Right.
And you guys have stronger opinions than I do on it. But you can't use that as a...
You can't. And just as I feel like you can't use his age 40 season against him.
Right.
He's freaking 40 years old.
Yeah.
Look what he did at 39. 39, he was borderline elite.
Yeah, 40, he had a boiler.
Yeah.
Looked like me.
I mean, okay. So who had the same thing?
He's a Puerto Rican
me. But what puts him over the top for me is the postseason, just like with Eli. I would not be arguing Eli's Hall of Fame case had he not won two championships and two Super Bowl MVPs.
Well, hopefully 5 years from now, hopefully we're still doing the show together, and I can say, see, Rich, he got 21% of the vote. All right. We'll see. He'll probably get more than 21%.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.